what's that? To Beverly. And there were guards all round it. Well, can we have a look at it? We're on in our flying gear. And no, it's secret. Oh, no. They wouldn't let us anywhere near the damp thing. Very secret, you know. Government secret. It was an awful bloody airplane. I went from UK back to Malta in the back of one. You used to be able to sit up in the tail. Boom. My father had died. I was in Malta. And we'd only just arrived in Malta. 2 days we'd been there when my boss called me in and said, your father's passed away. Well, I expected that, actually, because I'd been to see him in Leeds the day before we left for Malta. Anyway, I got home. I couldn't find a bloody flight back. Well, my mother worked at the RF station at Church Fenton in the old days. And she said, I'll have a word with the flying, Wing Commander Fly. And she came home, she said, he wants to talk to this Wing Commander, whatever. Get on the bike and go talk to him. So I went. And I was trying to get back to Malta from. Anyway, he said, leave it with me. And I think I might have it solved. I'll have to get you back. Because I tried everything to get back. I couldn't even get on a British Airways aeroplane. They were all full. Anyway, I got a message the next morning, said, bring your kit over. I've found a way to get it back. So I got to the RAF station. He said, I will fly you across to, an RAF station in Yorkshire. One of those things. He's coming through from Germany with the Red Arrows aerobatic team and then down to Lynham. So, he said, I'll fly you across. I said, what in? He said, a jet Provost. What? Yeah, so he gave me some flying kit and off we went. Got to, I forget the name of the plane airfield. Anyway, we landed there, sat there for about half an hour, and this Beverly came in and for refuelling or whatever. They wouldn't go very far, the Beverlys. Anyway, he said goodbye to me and whatever. And I ended up in Lynham, trying to get a flight back to Malta. No, nothing going. And I was there about 3 days, kicking my heels. I walked in one morning, we got a flight going through Malta. Great. He said he'd be the only person other than the crew on it. And it's a Czech crew. Well, the RAF used to have crews that went round checking other crews out. They were a pain in the neck. I got caught with one anyway. And they said, be here at 6 o'clock in the morning. A Beverly going to Cyprus through Malta. So I got on this bloody thing there. You had to climb up the inside of the airplane, into the boom. It was terrible. And this engineer showed me in and sat me down and said, okay, yep. Expecting at least a cup of coffee. Got nothing. We landed at somewhere in France. Got some fuel on board and then Malta. Got off in Malta. I was parched. I was dying for a drink. Nothing. Nobody had even spoken to me. Told me what was going on. I was pissed off. Anyway, got to Malta. I went to work the next morning and the boss said, how did you get on? I said, how did you get back? I said, oh, that bloody Beverly out there. He's been checked out of crew. I didn't even get a cup of coffee or handshake, nothing. What? Leave that with me. They don't treat my head. And he got in his car and shot off. He said, that'll sort him. I said, what happened? He said, you don't treat other aircrew like that, especially my boys.